Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dewey Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lark. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Evars. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. And now, play ball. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baumholtz. Marshall moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Rigney moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Ivars reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz throws the ball into Hatton, who tags Ivars trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rigney scores. Thompson scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-1 in the game. Lark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ivars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Rigney moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Jim Blackburn now pitching. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ivars hits a line drive towards short. Stahlkup reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hartung takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lark takes first base on ball four. Rigney scores. Thompson moves to third. Hartung moves to second. It's 7-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blackburn, and towards Stahlcup, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Blackburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ivars hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hartung hits a fly ball into right field. Von Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lark. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton scores. Baumholtz moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-2, Giants. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field. Lockman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lockman. Baumholtz scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. Wirostek moves all the way to home. It's 7-5, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Hansen now pitching. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahlcup moves to third. Williams moves to second. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Jim Blackburn. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahlcup scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Reds, 7, Giants, 7. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Ivars and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Burkhart now pitching. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Burkhart covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 7. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivars hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 7. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lark strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Walker Kress now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to third. Mize moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-7, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Mize scores. It's 12-7, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivars is hit by the pitch. Rigney moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zinterra pinch hits for Dewey Williams. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett pinch hits for Walker Kress. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.